Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
All right, welcome back in. We are just over an hour. Wow, we're closing in on 11 hours in. My guy, Reggie in here.
I feel great.
I know you do, man. Got a second win. Patrick Creighton is in the building. We are closing in on $8,000 right here. We are trying to get to $10,000. So we've got about an hour and 15 minutes to try to jump over that $10,000 mark.
And I spend $450 for a signed Hakeem Olajuwon. That's all I'm trying to decide right now.
As we're trying to talk about this, man, if you pick me off one more time, Dion, I'm trying to finish off a statement. Good heavens. Speaking of what he just talked about, you can roll over to our auction page as well, which you only have until 5:30, so you've got roughly 45 minutes to get that done. You can make bids on all our dinners, right? As our guy PC is in, him, Sean Pajani, Mitzi, you can meet up with the fellas at Oak and Iron.
Not just them, apparently.
Area 45, and they always have surprises there. If
possibility that champions could show up for you?
Yeah, it could be. Who knows, man?
In fact, if
Floyd Mayweather could be there, who knows?
Listen, if we could get the bid up to $1,000 for Area 45's dinner, a very strong possibility, very strong possibility that you could be joining myself, Sean, and a boxing champion.
About that. All right. I'm certain he'll have his title with him.
We'll have the title.
I've got photos with
maybe
the boxing.
Even the Olympic gold medal.
There it is. There it is. Jump in there. Hang in there with it as you've got a chance there. And again, you got about 45 minutes to do that. Area 45, also Payne and Pendergast in the loop. Their dinner as well at the Federal Grill with us.
Good value there.
On the drive. Need some answers there as well. And then our guy Figgy and Brandon Scott at Comier's Kitchen.
Where's that number at? 1350?
Yeah, 1350.
Look, I'm telling you, you might be thinking, is this dinner with Figgy and B. Scott worth 1350 or more? And I'm telling you, that VIP football game day experience that's with it, yes. Yes, it is. Take my word for it or don't, but I'm telling you, yes, it is.
It is. So there it is. You've got, like we said, until 5:30, everything on the auction page. Go to sportsradio610.com, click the link there to the auction page, and you'll be able to make your bids there. And again, as we continue to roll through, you can also text Radiothon 262-71777. Byron, it's for you, Clinton. This is what 500 gets you around here at Sports Radio 610. Byron, hit my damn music. Now, turn it up. There it is. There it is. We got it tonight. The Astros. They've been playing with all these little titbitty teams, the Tigers and the Royals and all these teams. No, now it is time for them to show that they can be one of the powers, that they can be something if they get in the playoffs. They are playing the team with the best record in the American League, but one of the cheapest rosters out there every year, and an awful roof, even though it's been rebuilt. When they hit fly balls, you still can't see it. In that stupid place in Tropicana Field, they're playing the Tampa Bay Rays. I liked them better when Devil was in their name. But they're playing the Rays, and here it is, your starting lineups for the Houston Astros. Leading off and batting second, he may be 5'6", but he carries the big stick. The second baseman, number 27, Jose Altuve. And batting second, he's swinging in there with them fofos. You spell his name by spelling MVP. They love it when they call him Big Papa. Said they love it when they call me Big Papa, the designated hitter.
Yeah.
Yordan. He doesn't have a last name. He's just Yordan. That's who it is. And batting third, don't you dare. None of you sons of bitches. Don't you dare call him Isaac. He is not Isaac. He is Isak. Isak Paredes, the third baseman.
Yes.
Isak Paredes. And batting fourth, my man is, he's straight West Coast. Dun, 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 dun. See walking all over your ass, the first baseman, Seawalk Christian Walker. And batting fifth, the right fielder. We want a little Cam. Oh, Cam. He may not be able to catch it if it's hit right to him, but he'll throw your ass out first to third. The right fielder, Cam Smith.
I don't know why the swipe was necessary.
I don't know why either, but it just felt like it had to be said there. I mean, I just got to be honest. He's hitting 230 for his career. Yes. I mean, let's go, man. I mean, he's got some power once he gets a hold of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes far. And batting sixth, the person that should be the everyday center fielder, but they got him in left today. Mr. Tay-Tay, Mr. Tay-Tay, that ball is still going in Toronto. Taylor Trammell, and batting seventh. He don't run like a catcher. He don't throw like one either. Behind the dish, Yiner Diaz, and batting eighth. He carries the bronze. He is the man that carries the bronze, not the gold, but the bronze glove winner, the center fielder, Jake Myers. And then batting nine, the shortstop, Nick Allen. That is your lineups for the Astros. Take a shot at Jack. They need a big dub tonight, baby.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
This is what Ron the Show Hughley is willing to do for the people.
That's not supposed to happen until they get to 500.
It's not supposed to.
It's not.
But when there's 1,500 meals on the line for Houstonians.
It is.
That man will do that. Look at that.
Oh, man.
I wasn't sure if he was going to go with the bronze glove or if he was going to go gold glove and tinfoil arm.
No, I don't want to take a shot at his arm. I don't know. Although I did take a shot. Ain't that a damn shame? Your center fielder and your catcher can't throw.
Oh, the catcher can throw. He just don't know where the hell it's going.
Yeah.
He can't throw.
I mean, throwing it to center field,
that's
buddy.
That's a part of it. That's a part of throwing it, knowing where it's going. Not great pop-up
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you should. I would have to say, knowing where the ball is going should be a part of your throwing.
Knowing where it's going. Yeah. Yonder Diaz.
You know what? If you could mix Jake up.
Tatsuya Imai, knowing where it's going.
If you could mix Jake and him together, there might be something. What if
I told you that at random, the characteristics of Yainer Diaz and Jake Meyers would be put in a pot? You don't get to choose and pick, but if just at random we get to take their characteristics, do you take that gamble? Put them together into one player, do you take that gamble?
No.
Okay.
When I found out that Jake Meyers went 17-3 with an ERA in the threes in his career at Nebraska, and he was a pitcher, and that's the arm he's bringing to the table. I was blown away.
Once upon a time.
I went and watched footage, Patrick, of him at Nebraska throwing. And I don't know what's happened.
Well, once upon a time, Jake Meyers could throw.
Then he ran into that wall.
Then he ran into a wall in Chicago.
It can't be
ripped
the wall.
His arm out. And he's never really recovered from it.
I guess. Darren Erstead, his coach at Nebraska, said, yeah, I don't think he has an arm that's going to take him to the next level. Like, damn, boy, little did he know. Jesus.
Wow.
You know, you see your former pitchers. I mean, I watched Jack Caglione, who was a former pitcher at Florida. I mean, you just can't run on Jack. Every time they show the outfield guys that you can run on, the green is flashing when they get to Jake Meyers.
It's not just a green, it's a green arrow. You got to protect. You got to protect the turn at second.
I think they need to make a move. But is it? Do you, when you watch the games, do you feel like Taylor gives them a better shot in center field?
Yeah, said this for weeks that Taylor Trammell should be starting.
It is palpable the feeling of it's kind of crazy, and some of it I wonder is how much of this has to just do with the circumstance that the outfield has been, right? How much of this is relative? But hell, it's relative because that's what you're dealing with. So put the best guy out there, and it feels like it's been pretty clear that in center, that's been Trammell.
And then adding the fact, you know, Jake had, look, they missed their window to trade Jake in the offseason, coming off a career season that he was never going to replicate.
I don't think they wanted to.
But you think about, what did Jake look like once he came back from the calf injury? And he couldn't hit a beach ball. Just went right back to being Jake Meyers. And this year, what is he doing? He looks like Jake Meyers again. That 3 months where he mysteriously was able to hit baseballs, that was a mirage. And it was always going to be a mirage, and they missed their chance to get rid of him. Jake Meyers is not a starting outfielder hitting 211. You're not a starting outfielder hitting 211. You're not a starting outfielder when your OPS is like below the Maldi line.
Yeah,
his OPS is 592. It's below the Maldi line.
But it does appear, though, they have made a turn. Like, he's playing today, but Taylor Trammell has started. He started all of the games in that last series in center field, and it looks like they're moving more towards that. And, like, Taylor to me is somebody, listen, he may be and probably is somebody, if he played every day, that would be exposed. But I think, especially with the options they have currently, I'd like to see what it looks like if he's getting every day at bats and he knows it. Like, I'm not saying I think he would be great, but I wonder what that would look like if, like they did at what point with Chaz, and just put him in there and he was in there every day. I wonder how much better that would look, he would be, than the platoon type of thing they've been doing at center.
I mean, look, the reality is Trammell has never hit at the major league level, but he did make swing adjustments in the offseason, and you saw how much better he hit in spring training. Then he didn't make the team out of spring training, but when he came up, he was hitting the ball well before he got hurt. Since then, he hasn't hit the ball as well, but he's still hitting 265, and he still has a 762 OPS, which would be the best of any outfielder on the team not named Yordan. So why that guy would not play, don't know the full answer to, other than we know that the Astros analytics department believes in changing the lineup every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts. All right, PC, we appreciate you,
my man,
rolling in with us for a couple of hours. We got 1 hour, 1 hour left.
1 hour left.
11 hours down, 1 hour left, and we need a major, major push in that last hour. Please keep rolling with us. You can text Radiothon 26 to 71777. And on the auction side, you've got about 35 minutes left to make bids. Go to sportsradio610.com, click on the auction page, and you can make your bids there. Continue to roll with us here on Reggie and Ron's Radiothon.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.